Greetings. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him and our 2020 Advent series. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. There's a short Old Testament book called Lamentations. It has 5 chapters, giving us 5 different views of the worst event in Old Testament history, the destruction of the capital Jerusalem by the Babylonians in 587 BC. God's people were forced not only to come to terms with the end of life in the Promised Land, but recognition that God had brought this suffering. Some today say that God is a God of love alone, that He is not the cause of suffering. And yes, God is love, 1 John 4:8, but God is also sovereign, which means nothing happens apart from His will, Isaiah 45:7 and 8. That's why Lamentations is a book worth visiting if we want to understand God. It's neglected because we don't very much like to lament. We don't like to mourn and weep. We tend to do everything we can to avoid suffering, to numb the pain. But we cannot escape forever, so where will we turn in the bad day? Lamentations is a help because it is the prayer of the church afflicted by God, looking to Him and longing for God to act. We need to learn how to cry out to God when our uncle is enduring prolonged agony from cancer. Give voice to honest confusion about why a little girl died from horrible injuries after being dropped off anonymously at Memorial Hospital. Express anguish in the year of pandemic, civil unrest, and political turmoil. And Lamentations is a further help because hope, not despair, gets the last word. And that is what Advent is all about, waiting in hope on the steadfast love of the Lord. And that is the central message of Lamentations, and I do mean central. You know what you find at the exact center of this book? For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though He cause grief, He will have compassion according to the abundance of His steadfast love, for He does not afflict from His heart or grieve the children of men. He does not afflict from His heart or grieve the children of men is verse 33 of 66 verses in the very middle chapter. We hear in this verse the implicit premise. God does afflict. God does grieve the children of man. And we have to take that in order to really take in the import of what is explicit. God does not afflict from His heart. As this writer stands in the midst of God-given horrors, he confesses, God does not afflict from His heart. When the Bible speaks of the heart, it's not talking about an organ in our bodies, nor is it speaking about a part of who we are. The heart is the very center of who we are. The heart is our animating center, the headquarters of our emotion, our motivation, with what gets you out of bed, defines your life, directs your thoughts. Lamentations 3:33 takes us into who God is at the very core of His being. The miseries we experience are not from a cold, indifferent God who stands aloof. We see there is a divine reluctance when God sends us pain and suffering. God is just. God is wrathful. We must not shy away from these uncomfortable truths, because what behind these is His heart of love. As Thomas Goodwin said, all His attributes seem but to set out His love. This is why we can cry out honestly while waiting in hope, because He does all things with a higher end for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. No suffering just happens. The cross did not happen to Christ. Christ went to the cross because it was God's purpose. It was the will of the Lord to crush Him. And that is why Christ came in our flesh on a cold winter night. The meaning of Christ's crib is Christ's cross. And the meaning of Christ's cross is our salvation as He took God's wrath for our sins. Do you see, the greatest suffering ever endured by anyone was compelled by God's heart of love for us. And all we have to do is believe and receive God's love to be saved. Oswald Chambers writes well, the center of salvation is the cross of Jesus, And the reason it is so easy to obtain salvation is because it cost God so much. The cross is the point where God and sinful man merge with a crash, and the way to life is opened. But the crash is on the heart of God. My friends, never think God is detached from us in our hardships. They are His means to make us happy and whole. So let us wait in the hope of the steadfast love of the Lord this Advent season. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for sending Your Son, who still holds out His heart of love, gentle and lowly. Forgive us for loving the comforts of this world more than we love the cross of Christ. We confess with this Old Testament church that being Your people is the hardest thing in the world, except for the alternative. Help us to willingly share in Christ's sufferings, so that we may be made like Him in His glory. May we remember who we are and who we belong to, as we look up with the shepherds, waiting for the return of our King Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.